Next, I had a very insightful comment from Apoc Shaker. He said, "I heard you mention this several times and I wanted to fill in some details. There are some parallels between the sinking of the Titanic and 9/11. Here's a behind-the-scenes video showing the documentary crew getting the news about 9/11, and Cameron draws some comparisons between the two events." All right, let's go ahead and bring this up. Yeah, James Cameron is being told about 9/11 while he's in the Deep Sea Challenger.
And we've come from a dream into a nightmare.
Jim, it's pretty bad. Two jets were hijacked and crashed deliberately into the World Trade Tower, 20 minutes apiece this morning, 8:42 and 9 a.m. Both towers came down within an hour. They don't even know how many people are dead. It's catastrophic. They don't even know how many casualties.
We did. Now here's Cameron reacting. Now, fascinatingly, he's under the sea. I mean, he's deep. Meanwhile, up above, you have, I think his name is Culberson, the guy up in the ISS, who was looking down at the Twin Towers when it happened. Yep. As dumb as it sounds, he was up there in space and he saw it from the ground. Astronaut Frank Culberson reflects on seeing 9/11 from the ground. And it gets even worse because he's up there looking down and then he immediately brings up, "Oh, I was just listening to the audiobook of Tom Clancy's Sum of All Fears, in which this thing just happened." Yes, he was reading predictive programming about 9/11 when it happened from above. Then he brings out a trumpet, because they have a trumpet in the space station, and he plays taps. And this is, again, this is NASA's astronaut Frank Culbertson talking about the only American not on the planet when 9/11 occurred. I'm not going to go too deep into that. I'm just pointing out that you had somebody up above and they had somebody down below, each commenting on the significance of the event. So here's James Cameron again. "I was making the correlation between the sinking of the Titanic and 9/11 and Western Civ." And here is James Cameron, who shows us the end of the world with Terminator 2, who shows us the Titanic in visuals in the new Avatar movie, making this connection. And then here we have him confronting 9/11 on that day.
"Did not see the World Trade Center's collapse 400 times as it was repeated endlessly on the news. And as a consequence, I think perhaps there was a delayed reaction for all of us.
The World Trade Center towers are
flat. And the Pentagon is burning.
Pentagon is still burning.
So we're pulling anchor right now, right? Head back. Get Koresh and the Zodiac back on board."
One of the ROV technicians, his wife worked near the World Trade Centers. Charlie Pellegrino's wife was in New York.
All right. Anyway, great connection there. I'm going to continue down what Apoc Shaker found. "The official story, as depicted in Cameron's movie, is that the ship broke into two twin halves that sank separately, one after the other, similar to the collapse of the Twin Towers. In the sinking scene, we see the second half raising up on its end like a tower, and then it comes straight down like a tower collapse, complete with jumpers falling to their deaths." Again, thanks, Apoc Shaker, for posting these links. And I also think some of it came from, a lot of this was sourced from the sinking, S-Y-N-C-H-I-N-G, of the Titanic, from johnlebon.com. Fascinating. 9/11 Titanic connections. And look, the Titanic sinking was probably fake. Okay, let's go ahead and play this. Now it looks like one of the Twin Towers, and you have jumpers.
Hold on! Yeah.
Fascinating. You know, this is why I look at these directors in a different way. Like someone like James Cameron, I refer to him as a metascripter, meaning, yeah, they do these movies, they do entertainment, but they also do the news, the fake news, the big psychological operations, and they're chosen because they can... I guess they can just evoke these really strong emotional responses. And later, These can be called back MK Ultra style. They can trigger these same feelings. They create these neural associations. It's all neuro-linguistic programming. Look at the way that people said, oh, the Twin Towers falling. It looked like the movie Independence Day. Right. Directed by Roland Emmerich, who directed Moonfall, which has plenty to do with our modern belief in space junk and giving us the visuals for stuff falling from the sky. Like Roland Emmerich, Tom Clancy, James Cameron, Stanley Kubrick, these are all individuals I consider to be part of the Metascript department of the PsyOp Entertainment Complex. All right, let's watch the